This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
The Roundup on Joy 94.9. From the nitty to the gritty.
For a fault to develop 2 years after the aircraft actually enters service, it's almost guaranteed to be a manufacturing fault.
The outright political.
You can't pay your respects to somebody that has left down a coal mine.
The frightfully bizarre.
I would tell George Bush I didn't have the grounds to call him a racist.
And everything in between.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is The Roundup.
Yes, it's 8 p.m. and that means it must be time for another edition of The Roundup. It's current affairs with a twist on Melbourne's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Hello and welcome. I'm Ali Pelletier, and joining me again this week is Michael Pinter Bonner.
Hello, Ali Pelletier.
Hello there, and welcome to the panel to another newsie from Joy, Caitlin Pearson.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's lovely to have you here. So coming up on tonight's show, we get our technology guru to talk us through everything about Google Plus. Anastasia's unwell, so I'll be taking you through all the latest Hollywood news, and we found this on YouTube.
Bad enough that you're lesbians, but that they don't have a father, I think that's kind of bad. You don't feel uncomfortable, people watching you?
And we want to know what you would do if you heard a waitress saying that. So don't forget, you can SMS us on 0427 Joy949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. We'll be talking about that later on the show.
Hi there, Michael Pinter Bonner here with a news and current affairs wrap on Joy 94.9's The Roundup. And Qantas pilots have decided to take industrial action to push management to guarantee flights are always crewed by Qantas pilots. With 3/4 of votes counted, 94% of pilots are in favour of the action. Qantas says it is prepared to negotiate sensible and reasonable increases in pay and conditions for long-haul pilots, but believes the current demands from the union are excessive and unsustainable. Former footballer Andrew Lovett has pleaded not guilty to 2 charges of rape in a Victorian court today. The prosecution told the court that the former St Kilda player preyed on a woman that was unconscious and continued to rape her after she regained consciousness. The judge urged any jurors to step down from duty if they have any preconceptions about footballers and ignore the fact that the defendant was a footballer. Manu Fadel and his partner Alana Patience have taken out the Dancing with the Stars 2011 title, scoring a perfect 30 points for their last dance. The couple came just 3 points ahead of second placed Hayley Bracken and her partner. The celebrity chef said he couldn't believe he'd won and that it was beyond anything he could have ever expected. And that is the news and current affairs wrap on The Roundup. Back to you girls.
Thanks, Mike. We've seen this during the week, that a New Zealand church has put up a gaydar billboard right in front of their church. So it's got a bit of a slogan on it. It says, "Gaydar, as used by the Anglican Church to assess potential priests." And then there's a cross on it, kind of representing where someone might fall on that scale of gay to straight.
It's like one of those fire danger things, yeah. Which is like, it's, you know, great chance of fire, and it's like that side of the things. And the cross is the arrow,
yeah,
in that instance. But
what's happened?
Well, the cross has gone walkabouts. We shouldn't laugh.
No,
we
shouldn't.
Because this is really forward thinking. Go Kiwi Church with your gaydar billboard. But bad people for taking it. Bad.
Naughty New Zealanders.
But is it forward thinking? Because this sign seems to indicate that you can be gay, you can be straight, but you can be kind of gay. So are they suggesting that it isn't just a you're gay or straight, you're bisexual, you can be anything and you're a bit confused, you're kind of gay, sometimes you go girl, sometimes you go guys? Isn't it like a thermometer?
I think that's all right.
Well, as Oprah said in our intro, she's not kind of a lesbian, but that does imply that you could perhaps kind of be a lesbian, if Oprah's right, from the intro. Which
is Oprah right? I mean, a lot of people. Anyway, back to the gaydar sign. I don't know. I think it's a bit weird, but I don't think that saying, we know, we kind of talked about this before, that gayness and straightness is on a kind of gale.
A spectrum. Like a rainbow. There's many colours.
Exactly.
That's right.
So maybe this rainbow thing is just representing the spectrum. It's not necessarily linear where you're like in the middle, which means you're confused or completely.
And maybe the people that took it have put it up in their house for their own gaydar billboard. Maybe.
We're being very PC.
Being very PC because we were told off last week by a very disgruntled listener who called us on 1300 JOY 949. And if you're disgruntled with our PC-ness, you should call us as well. Coming up next, though, we're going to be talking about Google+, which I don't know anything about, but our technology guru does. This is Britney Spears. First, though, I Want to Go.
Welcome back to the Roundup on Joy 94.9. You're with Michael, Ali and Caitlin. You can talk to us on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/the Roundup on Joy 94.9. You can email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427 Joy 949 and let us know what you think.
Now, Google+ is promising to revolutionise social media and the sharing of information online. But while critics reckon the Plus is nothing more than a poor version of Facebook, others reckon Google may have developed a version of Facebook that's younger and better looking than its older rival. Joining us here on the Roundup to dispel these and other myths around Google+ is our techno guru, Mark Pownie. Welcome back to the Roundup, Mark.
Thank you very much, Michael. How's it going?
Very good.
Just for the record, my name isn't Britney Spears either. A friend of mine commented on your introduction before, saying that we're going to talk about Google+. And Britney Spears is going to talk about it or something like that. Anyway, so thank you, David, for messaging in.
We
that,
do love Britney.
That point.
And we love technology.
So I'm Mark, not Britney.
Mm. That would be a really good get if we got Britney, though.
Yeah.
She wouldn't know anything about technology.
Oh, I don't know.
But you do.
She might. Mm. Who knows?
Sorry about that, Mark.
That's perfectly fine. It is a Roundup, after all. It's been just over 2 weeks now that Google's most recent foray into social networking has been live with the launch of their new edition, Google+. And I've been lucky enough to obtain an account on Google+. From the day that it went live, the service has been made available in a limited fashion by an invite system, which is similar to the way they launched their email service, Gmail, when it was first released to the general public in February 2007.
So can I ask you, how have you been lucky enough? Are you able to give away this very sensitive information? How have you been lucky enough to be one of the very first users?
I have to say that I didn't get an invite, so none of my friends loved me enough to give me an invite. But there is another way, and I will save this for the end of this segment, because there is a way of getting onto Google+, if you're interested, that doesn't require an invite.
Okay.
So do stay tuned for that. The invites, of course, were hard to come by, and due to what Google have called a field trial, the number of invites handed out have been limited. However, there is one way around the invite process that we'll talk about shortly. Now, one of the key features, or one of the key things about Google+ versus their main rival, which of course is Facebook, is that it's taken on this concept of circles. So when you're a friend on Facebook, you're simply a friend, right? You become friends and you can kind of put them in groups after the fact. The difference here is Google actually have this concept of circles. So you've got a circle that might be your work colleagues. You've got your circle that might be friends as well. So there's this way of actually differentiating different people from the outset in Google+. And of course, Google+ is Google's version, as you said in your intro, Michael, to try and get, you know, take eyes away from Facebook. So there's some interesting features.
Yeah, can you tell us, how does it differ to Facebook? Because I guess the problem is that, you know, I spend a lot of time attempting to be socially aware using social media.
Mm.
And it just, for me, it's almost like, oh, God, there's another one that everyone's going to be on. So psychologically, I'm like, God, I've got to like sign up onto this one. Is it going to be worth it?
Well, when you think about it, the main crux of any social networking site, if you take Facebook as the template, it is all about the news feed. So when you log on to Facebook, you look at your news feed, you browse through it, and that's kind of like where all the eyeballs go in the immediacy. The next thing is about stickiness. So you want
About what?
Stickiness. You want to.
Is that
actually
a technical term?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is now, anyway. So you want to, when you're organising an event, you typically go to Facebook to organise it with your friends now, because all of your friends are on there. And if you're not on Facebook, then you don't get invited to these events anymore. So it's one of those things that people have sort of flocked to this system. So what Google Plus are trying to do is trying to come in, for want of a better word, in the back way to get people to be friends on their service instead of Facebook. So they're offering these similar options. Like there's a thing called Huddles in Google Plus, which is like the
way
to.
Sounds very cute.
It is very cute. Yeah, and they've chosen terminology that is kind of cute. So you can use it in general day to day in conversation, right? Oh, we'll huddle about that, right? We'll you know do that later type thing. That's what. Where they've actually got some sort of, you know, substance to what they're providing.
Sounds like they've done a lot of kind of research about the terms that they're using, and, you know, because that the whole terminology and the kind of new language we're using around Facebook probably wasn't really thought through when it was created, but it sounds like Google are kind of doing that with the Huddle and the other things.
I'd say that there's a lot of, because it's all about your friends, right? It's all about how you interact with other people, both in Google Plus world and also in Facebook. There's probably a lot of sociology going on. There's all these, you know, psychology style, you know, people with expertise in those areas to help them define how best to you know, set up the system to make it work for you. And, you know, that's the case for Facebook as well. Although it might be more technical in nature in the way that it calls things, it's still, you know, there's still a lot of research in that area, absolutely.
So can I ask a bit of a personal question?
Oh,
or,
okay.
Well, a question. What do you reckon? How's it going?
Well, I've used it for the last 1.5 weeks, and I've used it on and off. I'm still, my default reaction is to go to Facebook. So I get my phone out. My Facebook icon is right next to the Google Plus icon, but my reaction is to go to Facebook, and that is because I've got more friends on Facebook than what I do on Google Plus, and that's by way of them. You know, it's a much smaller service. There's not as many users on Google Plus, so it's like, you know, I wouldn't have as much sort of advertising going on if I actually went to Google Plus. If I put something up there, not as many people would actually see it. So it's one of those things you really need to embrace it and take it on for it to work for Google.
They're banking on that, aren't they? What's this that I hear about it being a threat to Twitter?
Twitter, I think Twitter's actually quite a different service. It's very public, Twitter. And when I think about it, and I did a little bit of sort of took a step away and actually thought about this for a moment. I use Twitter, I use Facebook, I now use Google Plus. Twitter is, you put it out there and anyone who's anyone can actually see it. You know, anyone can follow you without your say-so. Whereas Facebook, I know that when I put something on Facebook, it's only going to go to my friends who I deem to be my friends, if you know what I mean. So there is a difference in that, and it's all about how we think about where we're publishing it. Google Plus have sort of gone the middle ground there. They've actually set it up so that you can choose when you're posting something explicitly. Every time you post something, you have to actually choose who it's going to be posted to. So I could say, this post is going to go to work, this post is going to go to my friends, this post is going to go to my family.
Excellent. So if you're pulling a sickie because you had a big night out on a school night, you can post to work, oh, so sick, got some stomach tummy bug, and then you can post to all of your friends,
exactly.
Whoa, so hungover.
What sort of person would do that, Ali? Ali Pelletier?
I'm only making a hypothetical statement. I don't know anybody who would do that.
No, I don't know anybody that would do that at all.
Every now and then, news items do come up about people who have been fired because of Facebook status updates, and that's because it's just not as easy to restrict who someone, what your status is, who it's sent to. So, and that's a big criticism of Facebook, is that the privacy settings in general are much harder to work with, and that's what Google are trying to do to sort of show that there is more privacy in their system versus Facebook. So it's very interesting.
Absolutely. Now, Mark, you will stick around with us to answer this question. Do you think that Google Plus is a threat to the big book.
Mm.
And we want to know your thoughts. Will you use Google Plus? 0427JOY949. Let us know your thoughts. Or, of course, you can call us on 1300-569-949. Rob is out there waiting to take your calls.
Hey, this is Ruby Rose, and you're listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9.
Well, welcome back to the Roundup. Don't forget you can keep up with all the latest Roundup news on our Facebook page. Search for facebook.com/theRoundup on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Thank you, Caitlin. Now, we are talking to our technology guru, Mark Powney.
The guru.
I like the guru. It's not Britney Spears, as we called him before. And he's talking to us about Google+. We've asked the question, will Google+ defeat Facebook in the war of social media?
Well, they've got a long way to go. There's over 500 million Facebook users to bring away from the Facebook site. So there's a massive market share that Google are up against. And I think that's part of the thing, is that what they need to do is actually introduce it in a way that does bring people across and replace what they do with Facebook, with the thing that Google Plus has done. So one of the things that they've obviously tried to achieve is to make it look as similar as possible when you log in. So when you log in, you get a news feed very similar to what you get on Facebook, and all the sort of the visual cues that you see on the front screen are almost exactly the same. You know, you've got a little red sort of notification area to say this is, you know, you've got something new that's awaiting your attention, sort of thing. There's lots of cues that they've taken from Facebook.
I do wonder if there's maybe an intellectual property argument that could be made if they are ripping off, in, you know, not so many blatant terms, somebody else's idea.
There's plenty of IP laws around, but I don't think they can really take IP ownership over the individual components that make up Facebook, you know, the site. Like, a lot of IP law revolves around the concept of it being not being done before.
Yep.
So, because a lot of those concepts have been taken from other sites as well,
like,
you know,
a news feed,
the ability to chat, the, you know, all those kind of things, it would be very hard for Facebook to achieve that.
I've had a message here, actually, on our Facebook page, The Roundup on Facebook, from Alex, who says, huge fan of Google Plus's interface, but not sure it's going to really take hold till we see the plus one icons appearing on web pages.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So this is a way of actually showing sort of, as if you think of if you're a Facebook user, one really where it's actually got its idea from is the like button. So you may see on websites today you've got a like button on different pages, and if you like that, it goes through to your Facebook profile and says that you like it. Google's version of that is the plus one. So you're actually saying I'm giving it the vote to, you know, to make this a popular page. So if you plus one it, then it appears in your feed, and it's like saying I like this page.
It's those little square, you see them sometimes, there's a row of them, there's a Twitter, a Facebook, and a
all of those buttons,
blah blah blah.
Yep.
Okay, so plus one is not on there yet.
Well, no, it has to, the website developers out there have to actually add it in. But what Google have is search, right? Google are the search engine, particularly in Australia. There's 90% of users in Australia use Google for their search. So what they've done is they've added that plus one button to Google search. So you don't actually have to go to the website to say this is a page that I'm supportive of, or I'm plus one-ing. You can do it just from the Google search as well.
Now, is there a feature on the Google Plus where you can have conference conversations with friends?
Yes, there is. And that is actually, what is that one called? It's called Hangouts. And it's like a chat video conferencing facility. And it's interesting, just last week, Facebook have just announced that they're introducing video conferencing. So it sounds like it's almost an answer to Google Plus introducing this great new feature, which is the ability to video chat with your friends on the site. Facebook have seen that and thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? Go off to another leading technology company called Skype, and introduce or integrate the Skype service into Facebook. And so that's a really interesting move, because Skype is its own entity. It's its own company, right? So they've actually teamed up with them to introduce this new feature. Google had that functionality already with their Gtalk. So, and one of the things that Google have done is actually combine a lot of their different features. So Gtalk and I can't think what else at the moment, but the search function is very, very big in there as well, and brought it all into this Google Plus system. Photo sharing, they've had a thing called Picasa Web that's been brought into the Google Plus interface. So it's all sort of bringing it all together, and it's a good thing. Like, I use a lot of their other services, and it's a great way to, you know, bring it all into one place and actually show it to my friends. So it's brilliant.
Sounds fantastic. I think I'm sold.
I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to tell you the facts of it. But I did mention at the start of this segment that yes, there is a way to get onto Google Plus without an invite. I don't know how hard or easy they invites are to come by now, but they were hard. Limited last week. If you've got a friend who's on Google Plus and they simply share something with you via your email address, then an email will come through to your mailbox, and you can click on the link in that and then choose to try to maybe comment on it, and Google Plus will send you to a sign-up page.
Did you share stuff with us on the Roundup, our webpage?
I could well have done.
Because I didn't understand it. Now I know. Well, it was a Google Plus thing.
Yes, because I just went there today to do the tour of, this afternoon to do the tour of Google Plus, and it said, do you want to sign up for a Google Plus account?
Maybe they are making it a lot easier.
So maybe it's easier. Yeah, if you've already got a Gmail and then you go and have a look at something else on Google, it'll kind of on one of their other platforms or whatever they are.
They're trying to get rid of the kinks as well. Like, that's the reason why they've only released it to a certain number of people to start off with, because they don't want everyone using it and find that there's a massive flaw in it. I think there was some privacy issue around a particular function of the site, which they've had to resolve, and that's something that they're trying to get rid of now in the field trial.
Now, Mr. Pownie.
Yes.
I feel like I'm saying your surname incorrectly.
That's perfectly fine.
You are the technology guru. You had something else that you wanted to talk on briefly about internet porn.
The internet is for porn. Yes, that's right. That is what the Avenue Q song said, of course. But it is actually about the internet filtering that's the Australian government are trying to achieve. Now, if you're a Telstra or Optus customer, you may not be aware, but your internet connections are now being filtered by the Australian government. A slightly revised plan has been quietly put in place by our Communications Minister, Senator Stephen Conroy, to progress with the controversial plan to filter every Australian's internet connection. The plan was to remove access to all Australians for websites that would be classified under Australia's classification system, the ACMA's classification system, to remove all sites that are considered refused classification. So what they found, though, was that classification system wasn't up to scratch for websites. You couldn't actually apply the classification system to a website and come up with a meaningful sort of, you know, very black and white version of whether it's good or not, the website. So they went ahead and said, okay, we're going to review the classification system. But what has happened in just the last few weeks is they've introduced via Optus and Telstra a cut-down version of this internet censorship filtering. So it's actually a much simplified version, but it's something to keep an eye on. If you're ever trying to get to a website that you know exists and you're a Telstra or Optus customer, then it's possible that it is being blocked by the internet filter that they've put in place.
I have to say, I'm outraged.
Well, the thing about this is that you know, this is a government decision that has been made. There's been no consultation about it. There's the consultation that has been had has been sort of swept under the carpet. There's all the industry players are saying, no, this shouldn't happen. Technologically, it's bad. It won't actually achieve what it's set out to achieve, and you know, it's against our civil liberties. Yet the government are trying to proceed with it anyway. So
have Telstra and Optus, did they have a choice or they had to do it?
Well, we think, and there's speculation about this, but we think because of the National Broadband Network, the NBN, that there's been a couple of deals announced with both Telstra and Optus. Telstra was like an $11 billion deal, and we suspect because of the timing of all this that it was actually part of that deal, but there's no actual real sort of evidence to that.
Okay, well, if you're outraged too, or you're not, let us know what you think. SMS us on 0427 joy949 or email us onair@joy.org.au or drop us a line on our Facebook page, The Roundup.
Now, are you listening? Because I want you to listen to this.
I'm not the one in public kissing all over another woman in front of my kids. That's not...
Now, the rest of that sentence said that's disgusting and I have morals. And I want to know, what would you do if you were in that situation? Would you say something? 0427 joy949. There she is again. We're going to turn her off now and we'll ask you that question in a moment.
If you have an iPhone or iPad, you can listen to Joy where you are and whenever you like with the free Joy app.
Join the 2,500 people around 2,500 people around Australia and across the globe.
You didn't read that, did you?
Who've downloaded it already and are now tuned into Joy, no matter where they are in the world. See the banner on the Joy website for more details.
And while you're there, check out how you can win a once-in-a-lifetime experience to sit on Thursday breakfast with Tim Campbell and Anthony Kalia. For the final show on July 21st.
Yeah, Joy's Season 3 grid has also started, so head to joy.org.au to find out what's happening with all your favourite Joy shows and see what else is coming up on your favourite lesbian and gay radio station. All that on more and more at joy.org.au.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
It's bad enough that you're lesbians, but that they don't have a father, I think that's kind of bad. You don't feel uncomfortable, people watching you?
That's right, you are listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9, and what you just heard was a grab from a TV show called What Would You Do? And so the premise of this show, and you can see the full video by going to www.facebook.com/TheRoundupOnJoy94.9, so it's facebook.com/TheRoundupOnJoy94.9. You can see the whole video there, and what they've done is they've got a family, which is two parents, so a lesbian couple, and two kids, and they're all actors, and then they've got a waitress who's also an actress, and she is being incredibly derogatory, incredibly aggressive, and incredibly just plain old offensive. And so the show's all about what would you do? And it was really moving in many respects because of what people did in this situation.
They did indeed. It was very touching. There was a guy who, after the waitress had made some comments like what you've heard, got up from his seat and ushered the waitress away from the family and basically for a lesson in politeness, you know, a kind of Texan lesson in politeness. And he just basically said, you've got no right to kind of, you know, talk to these people this way. It's not very polite. Just be really nice. And she was like, oh, sorry, I'll just go and put the order in then. And so it's really touching to see what, you know, you would think that kind of Texas maybe, you know, which is one of, I think it was the one of 27 states in the US where gays are allowed to be refused service. So you would think that maybe in Texas, in a really conservative part of Texas, that this show was done, not that many people would kind of stand up and say. So it was very touching.
And it was done specifically for that reason, because Texas in the South, as you may know, is a very conservative part of the states. And this guy, he was, for all intents and purposes, the type of guy that I would think would be homophobic. I'm stereotyping there, but you know that the guy that's, you know, got the multiple earrings and looks a bit rough around the edges and that might beat you up and, you know, is dressed really rough, you might think that that person would be homophobic. And he wasn't. And he actually, so Ali explained the first time when he, you know, told the waitress off. But the second time, what he did was he actually wrote a letter to, and he went to the car park, wrote this letter, and then he handed it to one of the parents. And this is what was in the letter. This made me cry.
It says, hello, friends. I know it doesn't mean much, but I love you all. You have a beautiful family, and I pray that one person's judgmental intolerance does not in any way put a damper on your hearts or minds. In the words of MLK Jr., in the end, we remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Donovan.
So that,
that had me crying over my cereal this morning because, Mike, you posted it on the Roundup on Facebook, and I always check Facebook every morning, and it really had me teared up. Mm. And that woman is actually seriously crying. So the actress is reading out the letter that this guy dropped on her table, and he literally just drops it on the table, doesn't say anything, and goes and sits down. And it turns out that in real life she is a lesbian, and so she was not only touched by his action at the time, but felt deeply touched by it because she felt that it was very personal. So, and just for those out there, MLK Jr., Martin Luther King Jr.
Ah, I didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up, that one up there. So, I mean, this guy from Texas, the stereotype would be he wouldn't be the type of person to do that, but that's what he did. What would you do? 0427JOY949 with your answer.
We've had one message in from Louise in Northcote. She says, as a female with a beautiful girlfriend, I'm so happy to see people standing up for people like us.
That's such a fantastic thing. And of course, if you want to see the video, you need to get to facebook.com/therounduponjoy. Let us know what you think about this and what you would do.
Welcome back to the Roundup on Joy 94.9. You can let us know what you think. Go to our Facebook page. We are The Roundup on Facebook. Just search that in the little search thing and we'll come up and like us. Let us know that you like us and we'll say give you a shout out. You can also SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us onair@joy.org.au and let us know what you think.
Now, we are talking about a TV show in the US called What Would You Do? And you can see the full video on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/therounduponjoy94.9, but this is a clip from it.
I mean, your parents, these little kids, she's going to turn out gay just like you because you have no dad in this family.
Now, what the situation is that they're all actors. There's a waitress who is being incredibly homophobic and there's a lesbian couple with two children in there. And we've asked the question, what would you do in that situation? Would you stand up and say something to the person that's actually being homophobic? Or...
So we've had an SMS or an email, in fact, from Ben in St Kilda. If the kids need a mother and a father, what about the kids of single parents? What about the kids on Full House? Do you remember Full House?
Yeah.
Before Becky moved in, the kids were raised by three men, father, uncle and friend.
But they were living in San Francisco.
That's true. So were they? Who was the friend, really?
It's very true. And, you know, I think it's something that a lot of people would probably perhaps be too scared to say something about, you know, if there's somebody that's being openly aggressive. And what's very interesting is that this particular episode of this show was in Texas. But
it
there was
indeed
another episode in New York.
They did do another one, or they had done the same thing, the same setup in New York last year. The kind of voiceover on the show says that last year in New York, of 100 observers of this homophobic behaviour, less than 12 people stood up or did anything or said anything about it. So that's a pretty low number. Mm. You know, I know New York's a kind of city where you just kind of keep to yourself, you don't want to get in trouble. But really, 12 or 11 out of 100 is pretty terrible. When in conservative town in Texas, and Texas, remember, is one of the states in America where gays can be refused service just on the basis of being gay. It's in their law. Out of the 40 odd observers, over half of them stood up and said something.
And
that's
gay marriage
huge.
Gay marriage is legal in New York now, whereas in Texas it's still not, is it?
Yep.
So that's quite funny that it's sort of backwards the way people are reacting.
Yeah. It's a bit crazy. So we want to know, what would you do if you saw this type of behaviour in a restaurant in your town or in Melbourne or on a tram? What would you do? SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. Or you can phone Robert. He's standing by. Is he? Yes, he is standing by. Busily playing on his computer, waiting for your call on 1300JOY949.
Somebody call him so that he loses the game of Pac-Man he's playing at the moment. We just sent an SMS in from Danielle. Now, if this happened in a restaurant that she went to, she would go straight up to the manager and complain. And I would agree, but I think as a gay man, I would actually almost be scared to complain, which I know that sounds, you know, cowardly, but there's a safety issue there as well. And I would feel scared as a fellow gay man. I think a straight man or like a very heterosexual gay man, like butch, tough gay man, could do it, but I would be too scared.
You'd be too scared to complain.
Yes, I'd get my boyfriend to do it.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, actually. Somebody, James, has just watched this, obviously, on our page. He says that guy in the black just got 100 times sexier when he defended them. 100 times sexier, exclamation mark.
Who's the guy in black? I don't have the video in front of me.
The guy in the black was the first person who got up and ushered the waitress off to the side. I think that's who James is talking about.
Yeah, not my type, James. But very good point. Let us know your thoughts. 0427-JOY-949 or 1300-569-949. We would love to know what you would do.
We've also got a message here from Penny. She's SMS'd us saying, loving the show tonight, guys. Great info about Google Plus and a very moving discussion about the Texas anti-homophobia video clip. And she was in tears when she saw it too.
Oh, that's lovely. We've had another SMS in from, you haven't left your name. I was raised by straight people and I am gay. Actually, most gay people are raised by straight parents. That's probably true. I think one part of the clip that we played was, did you know your daughter's going to turn out gay just like you because there's no man in the family?
Ah, I see. Yeah, no, you don't need to have straight parents to be gay. Well, actually, you kind of do because otherwise you wouldn't be born.
Yes.
Well, oh, this is complicated. New
biologically.
It's not really. It's not really complicated. Anyway.
Indeed. 0427-JOY-949. Let us know your thoughts. Facebook.com/TheRoundup on Joy is the Facebook page you need to go to tell us if Ali's choice in music got you moving or grooving.
Don't be musicophobic.
That's the last time I let you choose. It sounded like something from Eurovision.
Well, I had a little dance to it.
You did,
yes. I love Eurovision.
Yeah, I love Eurovision too, but don't know if it's right for The Roundup. Yes, interesting. Anyway, you are listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9, where we are wrapping up the show. We're rounding up the show with all of your thoughts throughout the show. We've had a big one. We've talked about technology and we've asked, what would you do if confronted with homophobia in a restaurant?
And you've let us know what you thought. So one last feedback about... Oh, I've got so blown away by that song that I've lost my train of thought.
La, 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 la.
Okay, so we've had a message that says, I'm gay and I still have a family. It's painful to hear that gays can be refused service. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I didn't imagine that there would be anywhere in America, the land of the free and home of the brave, where I could be refused service just for being lesbian.
We've also got Lawrence from Frankston's written in about the Google Plus. He says he can't see anything taking Facebook's place and he won't be doing the Google thing.
There you go.
Won't be doing the Google thing. That's right.
The Google thing.
Well, if you don't do the Google thing, but you do the Facebook thing, of course, visit us there. Watch the video of what would you do. It's pretty sad. Made me cry. And made my boyfriend cry, and he's a big, tough man. So, you know, go watch that. And, of course, you can come back next week, 8 o'clock on Monday night, for more of The Roundup on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. It is called Joy
94.9.
That's right. Have a good weekend. Week.
Bye-bye.
The hottest remixes. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.